Presence and an interview from Oroville, Friday, December 11, 2009. On microphone, Marlenka, Andrea, Chloe, Mattia, and Yahalom in studio. Today, it's overcast and cool. The weather forecast shows temperatures 24 to 28 degrees, northeasterly winds 28 to 32 kilometers per hour, with a chance of rain and thunderstorms. Here's Raman on about the latest proposed housing project, Pragati, which is Sanskrit for progress in action.
I'm not an architect, and it's an accident which brought me to the situation. See, I don't know who I am, but I've been pondering around this building and supporting people to have a living space. See, I'm not a born or I'm not a qualified architect, but you know, it is a situation which mother have brought me in. And I was always trying to go out, but again and again, I'm being pulled back in this. Mm-hmm. So because being pulled back, I want to spend my energy because I don't know, like, you know, our existence, things like that. So meanwhile, I have to contribute to that grace mother that she have approved me to live here. My contribution would be to bring all section of people to live, to experiment. Otherwise, Oroville cannot be a true experimental place. It's a kind of, you know, retired area. It's stagnating, you know. For a long time, it's stagnating. We are not doing our experiment anymore. We are doing only business here.
Did you not say that people would be encouraged to participate in the building itself?
I said that because that is the true way of coming to Oroville. Not somebody else built for you and you just simply move in with the key. It's happening. But here, if you can participate, then you are bringing your spirit where you are going to live in. Then you'll be happy in your lifetime that when you are living in that space. That, you know, you can be happy about it. And
kind of like we did with Matra Mandir.
Yeah, Matra Mandir is the greatest thing. Also, I involved them.
Yeah, when we all work together, building together, working together, seems to be the glue that bonds people together.
There is a reason for it. Because of this business motivation I've come into Oroville, this kind of thing does not even include such a thing. They push these ideas out. So it's not happening by chance or nature. It is happening by purpose. That's how they are building it to happen, so that they can have a better business, I tell you. Yeah. Otherwise, like Matra Mandir, there was not much money, but the spirit was there, and Matra Mandir God never stopped building, you see. It was, and now you see it's shining. So it will shine like that only. But unless the business people realize it's not the place, and if they back up, we'll be caught in their hand.
I think from what you say, I'm catching the spirit. I feel that people in the room are catching the spirit, that if we work together, nothing can stop it.
Yes, exactly. If we work together, that is our energy and forces, the others will withdraw by itself. If we are not united, not working, the others will take over on us, and then we are doomed.
So you actually see that having a housing project such as this will bring back some of the old spirit that we had?
It should, and I'm trying my best to bring back the old spirit. Oh, not old spirit, that is the only spirit.
The true spirit.
The true spirit, that should be the word, yeah.
The play is the thing. Tonight is the opening of The Caretaker by Harold Pinter, one of his greatest psychological dramas, the story of an elderly tramp given lodging in the derelict home of two brothers with its ensuing relationships and shifting alliances, which intensify with hilarious and unsettling consequences. Norman directs Krishna, Nikolai, and Otto. Played at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium tonight, tomorrow the 12th, and Sunday the 13th, 7:30 p.m. The first brainstorming session with the objective to assist L'Avenir d'Oroville to launch with a new momentum after the present members complete their three-year term was held last week, a constructive session with about 55 people present. From the current team of coordinators, Toby, Lalit, Saro, Frederick, Tina, and Pino were present. L'Avenir will present its self-appraisal to the community in the coming week, and the next meeting convenes Monday, 21st, 2:30 at Tibetan Pavilion. Our self-created image of perfection is the reason we reject ourselves. It's why we don't accept ourselves the way we are, and why we don't accept others the way they are. Excerpted from The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, contact orovilleradio.org. And thanks for listening.